We turn now to local sports here on KNKX, and there was a lot of news this week about Washington State University and its massive annual operating deficit. It's in large part due to the costs associated with remodeling their football stadium. The football program saw issues on the field last week, too. Cougar head coach Mike Leach removed starting quarterback Luke Falk, who's poised to break multiple Pac-12 all-time passing records, from the game twice on Saturday, a move that surprised just about everybody. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal sat down with 88.5's Kevin Kniestad to talk about football on and off the field in Pullman.
So what's going on in the Palouse?
Well, it's always complicated when it comes to Mike Leach and his coaching, but he clearly saw that Falk was not doing well. I think he ended up with 93 yards for the game, and he only played about half of it. And the Cougars lost badly, 58-37 to fast-rising Arizona. And it's taking a lot of steam out of that great 7-0 start that the Cougars had. And I tend to ascribe it to a deteriorating relationship between Leach and Falk. Mm. The coach-quarterback relationship is fundamental to any football success, college and pro. The Seahawks certainly have a great one between Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson. So that kind of thing is essential. And right now the Cougars are sort of unraveling because the players don't know what's going on between Leach and Falk.
Well, it's funny that you say that you don't get a whole lot of football information out of Mike Leach. What do we get out of Mike Leach? What do we know about him?
To borrow from Zero Mostel, and a funny thing happened on the way to the forum, something appealing and something appalling. It's really a funny deal with Mike. He's got a national following. Leach went on to talk about alien life forms and Sasquatches here a few weeks ago, and ESPN just went crazy over all of that. And it makes for good copy. You know, if you're writing, hey, this is fun. But the day-to-day stuff about what's going on in the football team, it's Leach drives the beat writers in Pullman and Spokane crazy with what he does and doesn't say. And I think also the other apprehension is about how he handles, you know, player injuries and player health. There have been controversies, and it was part of the reason he left Texas Tech under a very big cloud of controversy that still lingers to this day. So those kinds of things are what make Mike Leach what I would call a high-maintenance coach, and that's a bit of a risk, I think, for a new college president who has moved into the top job, who's probably looking at Mike Leach a little warily.
Well, that new WSU college president has other things he's looking at too right now, sort of related to football, but for the whole school. Since we're on the topic of WSU, let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, yeah, there's always a budget issue with, I think, almost any big school. And unfortunately for Washington State, it's the smallest school in the Pac-12. And so they have to do a whole lot more with a whole lot less in the NCAA sports arms race, where the television money is so great for all schools that they invest in facilities in a competition to attract recruits to their campuses. They're running an operational deficit of $15 million a year, and it's a real difficult thing because the TV revenues haven't been as forecast. And as a consequence, the deficits that they've incurred for the construction costs of the athletic facilities have to be retired from general funds. And until that gets corrected, WSU is going to be perpetually tense, and they're going to be, you know, looking at cutting corners and expenses. One avenue they're exploring is selling beer at Martin Stadium during games. And I'm thinking, boy, that's like setting a toddler down with a fork next to an electrical outlet. You know, they're just, things aren't going to be well coming out of that, you know. So those are the kinds of desperate maneuvers that are going to be part of this. And it's really, again, it's a tightrope for Mike Leach and the university to walk their relationship.
All right. Thanks, Art.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of these weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kevin Kniestad.